Just before we get going in this episode of the podcast, just a couple of items of business. If you are a long time or first time listener to the show, then be sure to subscribe to this podcast on whatever channel that you're listening to. It is the cheapest and easiest way for you to support this podcast and allows us to grow, and it continues to grow through word of mouth from you guys. So if you know someone who would be interested in athlete well-being and performance, then this is the podcast for them. So do let them know. You can also follow me on Instagram at Lewis Hatchett. And you can also follow along now on TikTok at Lewis_Hatchett. If you're also able to leave a review for this podcast over on the Apple Store, that would be incredible. I thank you so much. And do screenshot it, send it to me over on Instagram at Lewis Hatchett, and share it with us so that I can personally thank you for those reviews. So thank you if you've already done it so far. And thank you if you're going to do it today. This episode is sponsored by Sport Yogi, the app for athletes that are looking to get into yoga, mindfulness, and meditation all without the fluff. On the app, you will find many different sessions around building flexibility, strength, balance for the body, but also calm, focus, clarity, and attention in the mind as well, as well as dealing with the areas around sport that you perhaps don't address, such as fear of failure, dealing with pre-game, post-game anxiety, poor performances, managing deselection, and so much more that involves being an athlete. So you can head over to the iOS or Android store and search for Sport Yogi, or even head over to sportyogi.com, download the app. It's completely free to get started, and you can start your subscription with a 7-day free trial today. So that's sportyogi.com for more. Welcome to the Raising Your Game podcast, a show where I bring to you the stories, insights, and ideas from the world of sport to help improve your well-being and performance, both body and mind. Hey, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lewis Hatchett, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about the difference between goals and expectations, goals versus expectations. And it's something I wish I'd known a lot more about when I was growing up, especially as a young athlete, but also as a young man, and do you know what, even into adulthood. Because I think we hear so much in society about setting goals, going out and getting them, and then we end up getting caught up in the expectations of what they should look like, and we can be left feeling dissatisfied, unfulfilled if the outcomes don't go our way. And especially if there's expectations from other people, if there's expectations outside of ourselves and we get caught up in those, it can sometimes feel it's devaluing who we are as a person if we don't achieve those expectations. So I want to go through about setting your goals and the goals that you can create, and having expectations and what those should look like, and noticing where you're at and what you can control in those moments. So when we talk about setting goals is, like I said, always spoken about in society, and go out and get and achieve your goals and strive and go for them. And that's true. Like, you should set yourself goals. It's always great to be feeling like you're moving towards something, you're moving forward. And so if you are going to set a goal, dream big. There's nothing bad about dreaming for something huge. I have my own goals that I want to achieve, and I set them quite big because it takes the same amount of energy to dream big as it does to dream small. So why not dream big? And going out and setting those goals is what allows you to feel like you're striving beyond where you are right now. You feel like you're moving forward, you're taking steps forward, you're progressing in what you're doing. So it's not a bad thing to set out goals. I would add to that that you can add goals and have goals in many different areas of your life. So have personal goals, have professional goals, and perhaps even emotional goals that you want to achieve. Because if you are working on one type of goal, and there's going to be moments where you feel demotivated and perhaps there's not the progress that you'd hoped and there'll be this plateau, it's great to have another outlet where you have something else that you're trying to progress in, something else you're trying to achieve that will keep you motivated. And then eventually, where that plateau is happening in another goal, it hopefully will pick up and start to move in another area. So when you're setting your goals, start to think about what it might feel like if you achieve them. What is that goal going to look like? I like to think of setting a goal and then working my way backwards. So what are the steps that it's going to take in order to get there? What are the types of behaviors and things that are going to be needed in order for me to get there? But it's also great to link an emotion when you get to that goal, when you achieve that goal. What's it going to feel like? What does it mean to you? What could it look like? What perhaps is the type of person that you want to become in order to achieve that goal? Maybe when you achieve that goal, what type of person is that going to mean you are? And what are the types of actions, behaviors that it's going to be instilled in you at, on your way onto that goal? So what is it going to look like on the way? And creating that emotion, one, allows you to feel motivated, but it ultimately will give you that sense of achievement if you do end up, and something to strive for. Like if you do end up getting that goal, you feel that sense of achievement, but it's something you're striving for. So linking that emotion is really, really important. Now, when you're setting your goals, it's good to think about the types of motivations that you get. And we tend to have two motivations, an internal or external motivations. Now, internal motivations are the motivations from within us, the things that give us value about ourselves and the things that tend to make us feel good when we achieve whatever outcome it is that we're looking for. So it makes us feel good internally. External motivations are things like money, fame, success, materialistic type dreams. Now, there are so many cases in the world where you've seen billionaires and entrepreneurs who have gone on to achieve amazing statuses and then they've come out and said they were depressed and that wasn't everything they cracked up to be. They had this very low self-worth. They didn't feel fulfilled when they got there. Jim Carrey said it brilliantly. Jim Carrey said, "I think everyone should get rich and famous and get everything that they've ever dreamed of so that they realize that it's not the answer." And setting out your dreams and your goals through only external motivations, can be really damaging, because if the outcome isn't either achieved or if you get to that outcome and you've achieved it, there will always be another one. There will always be something more, and you'll never feel enough because you'll always be striving for the next thing, the next new thing, the next big thing, something outside of yourself. And that can leave you feeling unfulfilled when you haven't got there because you haven't balanced it with these internal motivations. So it's worthwhile gathering up as many internal motivations as you can, things that you are going to be able to score off and tick off. And Warren Buffett talks about an internal scorecard, so that the things that you're ticking off internally are things that give you value, give you purpose. So it could be living your values. It could be inspiring others, things that when you're going out and trying to achieve your goals, you're motivated by those things. And if you can say that you've gone into whatever it is you're trying to achieve and you've tried to inspire others, you've done it with purpose, you've lived up to your values, then that's something that you feel that sense of achievement, even if the external outcome doesn't happen and you don't achieve it. It's super important to have that balance. We can have external motivations. I don't think they're bad. I think if we start to think that you don't want to get them, that's not an ideal way to think, because having external motivations gives us the recognition that we're going in the right direction. We want to be recognized that we are doing a good job. We are going into something meaningful. And ultimately, through our sense of tribalism, we want to be accepted by the tribe. So having external motivations isn't a bad thing, but having too many of them can be damaging. So it's always worthwhile noticing, where are my internal motivations? Where are my external motivations? And you can write them down. Write down a list of your internal motivations. Write down a list of your external motivations and see where they're at. Try to keep them balanced. So going on to our expectations now. Now, we tend to get caught up in two types of expectations. One is expectations of others, and most often expectations of outcome. And I've kind of touched on that already. So we might find that we have expectations of others being thrust on us. So that might be someone's idea of how we need to be in a situation, the results we need to give, and we may feel that expectation upon us. But through all of this, through all of the expectations that we feel, we want to recognize what we can control and what we can't control. So if it's expectation of outcome, you might be hoping for a result, hoping for an outcome that is desirable for you. But ultimately, we have to recognize that nothing is ever really guaranteed. So having an expectation on the outcome, no matter what we even put into the performance and striving towards that outcome, that desired outcome, we're not always guaranteed that it's going to go our way. In sport, it could be decisions, umpires, it could be the conditions, the opposition, all of these areas can get in the way. Even if we do everything that's within our control, it's never really guaranteed that that outcome is going to go our way. We can do all we can to put in the best performance possible, but still the outcome is not guaranteed. So if we hang everything on the outcome, if we put everything onto we put all of our expectation onto the outcome, to the success, the result, and it doesn't come our way, then it's going to impact how we feel about ourselves. We're going to feel unfulfilled. We're going to feel devalued. But if we can recognize that, if we can just control what we can control in that moment and the result doesn't come our way, you hear about it in sport. That's why athletes will talk about focusing on the process, because if you have controlled everything in that process, then you've controlled everything that you can in that moment, regardless of what the outcome is. So you can ultimately put your head on your pillow at night, feeling content in what you've done. And that's how you get to that place. So having an awareness of where your expectations are at. Am I focusing on expectations of the outcome, expectations from others? Because ultimately, you can only really control two things. The expectations you have of yourself, which can be your mindset, how hard you train, how hard you work, and what you think of yourself. So how you feel about yourself. And if you can control those two things, then you're in a really good place. But as soon as you start to slip out of that and start to have this expectation of the outcome and recognizing that you're starting to focus on things that you can't control, that's where trying to control something you can't control will make you feel stressed. It'll make you feel anxious, nervous, and that'll bring about an unwelcome feeling. So that could be a poor performance. It could be, or even if you put in a good performance, it may not be guaranteed and it might have been luck. So setting out what you can control, and I would encourage you to try this exercise to create two columns. Create a column on the left of what you can control and a column on the right of what you can't control. Now, this could be everything, not only from just being in a performance on the field, but it could be in your everyday life as well. So what are the things that you can control? What are the things? It can be your effort, it can be your enthusiasm, your passion, how hard you train, how hard you work, all of your technique, all of these different areas, you can put them in there and try to think of some more areas that you can control, and then recognize what you can't control. So it could be the conditions, it could be decisions, opposition, umpires, all these types of things that are going to potentially get in your way, especially when you're focusing on the expectation of an outcome. And ultimately, when you find yourself being mindful of where your mind has gone in a moment to what expectation you may be having in a certain situation, am I starting to hope this situation is going to go a certain way, or am I expecting it to go a certain way? Just go back to this list, and simply by writing this list out, you're making it real. You're putting it out in front of you. These are the things I can't control. These are the things I can control. You make them real. And as soon as you find yourself going to that place where you're expecting an outcome, you're expecting someone else to act a certain way, or you are expecting something of others, just ask yourself, what can I control? And simply, what can I control? Can I control it? And if you can't control it, then accept it. But if you can control it, take action. So when you find yourself straying off path and you've gone into this moment of focusing on expectations and you're caught up in an expectation of outcome or others, go to that question. Can I control it? If yes, take action. If no, accept it. And if you can't accept it, go back to the first question. Can I control it? Because ultimately, you're just going to have to accept it, that it's out of your control. So that's why you go back to what you can control and focus on those things. Focus on what you're bringing to your performance, what you're bringing to others, what energy you're bringing. And that will hopefully put you in as best place as possible. So I think that's everything that I've got for this episode. It's hopefully going to start to trigger some sort of thought into where your mind is at, whether you're focusing on external motivations, the goals are externally driven, or have you thought about enough internally? And then your expectations. Where are your expectations at with yourself, with your performances? Have you focused enough on the things that you can control? So hopefully this has got your mind thinking. If you have enjoyed this episode, then feel free to let someone know about it. You can do that via just word of mouth. It's the cheapest and easiest way to support this podcast. You can reach me on Instagram at Lewis Hatchett. You can also find the podcast on TikTok at Lewis_Hatchett and head over to the website lewishatchett.com. Also, if you have enjoyed this type of exercise, doing sort of deep work on yourself and who you are as an athlete, then I encourage you to head over to my website, lewishatchett.com, where you can sign up to be someone to get the one of 100 MindStrong journals. I have created something called the MindStrong Journal, which is mindset through mindfulness. It's broken down into three parts, looking at the human being first, the athlete second, and the journey you want to go on. It works on creating an understanding of who you are as a person, where you want to go as an athlete, and how you're going to get there. And it's all through my experiences of discovering what it was that I was doing didn't really matter, and who I was as a person was the thing that stood the test of time. So we get caught up so much on the athlete we want to be and forget about the person that we actually are and the values that we can bring them. And this whole journal is not a what am I doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's all about finding out the behaviors, the actions, the values you bring, flipping your perspective on negative outcomes and negative experiences, and also looking at the habits, the behaviors, the type of athlete you want to be, and then the journey you want to go on to get there. It's ultimately like your little Bible to figure out who you are, to remember who you are, to do exercises like this. And there's going to be so much more within that journal. So if you want to be one of the first people to receive it, one of only 100 people to receive these first journals, then head over to lewishatchett.com where you can register your interest to receive one of those. Anyway, I've gone on too much. Thank you so much for listening to another episode, and I will see you guys next time.